Welcome to our 28 days city prayer challenge. Even though today's city really is a rural town, we have only so many days last month to do the rural city. So we're going to continue with this one. And the way the cities will be addressed is in size. So each day the population increases. Today's city is Nipton. Now, Nipton is a very unique place because it was up for sale, the entire town. On a plaque in the town, it says it was born in 1905 with the first train from San Pedro, Los Angeles, and Salt Lake Railroads. Originally, it was called Nippono Camp after a nearby gold discovery, changed to Nipton after the railroads merged in 1910. For a long time, the depot was cattle loading station for several of the local ranches. The town also supplied numerous mines in the area, becoming a very social area for the very sparse population in the region. They had a school, a post office, a voter precinct, and several small businesses. They began in the 20th century as a railroad depot, and Nipton is reforming into a 21st century gateway to the National Mojave Desert. The town also has a general store, a trading post, the Whistle Stop Cafe, RV park, 5 eco cabins, and 10 sites with teepees on them that they are restoring in hopes that people can rent them again. So they are in process of restoring the area. There is a historic schoolhouse and art exhibits connected to the Burning Man event, and we'll talk about that in a moment. It's got tracks on one side and a massive Joshua tree forest on the other. It's kind of a mix of new and old, and it attracts people that like stargazing, riding motorcycles, taking photographs, just visiting old railroads. The overall crime grade is F. The estimated population is 158. The average age is 41. 14% went to college. 86% high school, 65,000 is the average income, 20% poverty, however. The climate is good. They have a very high level number of days of sunshine, and they have only a little bit of rain each year, 5 inches, and a little bit of snow, 1 to 2 inches every year. Now, the history, as you heard, was a mining camp and founded in 1905 with the trains. And then it became a place for people to visit. In September 2017, Nipton was purchased by American Green Incorporated for $5 million with the idea of turning it into a pot town, a cannabis tourism destination. But that did not happen. And so now they are in process of just trying to make it a place where people could stop and get things and spend the night. So they are working on that over a 5-year plan. So that's where it stands as of now. Now, what is the Burning Man thing? So Father God, we pray for intercessors to rise up in this community and pray for this small town, or for intercessors outside the community to pray for it. It is very close to the Arizona border. We pray that it grows economically, that a church rises up. There are none in the city, that the nearest ones are in Las Vegas and Henderson, Nevada, and Henderson, Arizona. So we pray for that. We pray for people to come to Bible studies that would rise up. We pray, God, that people, instead of seeking the Burnout Man organization that has got hundreds of thousands of people that attend yearly in Black Rock City, Arizona, we pray, God, that instead of giving things to each other, sometimes drugs, alcohol, debauchery, but basically it's idolatry, and they burn a man as if their person will change and get transformed. We pray, God, that instead they will come to know Jesus, who is the ultimate one who transforms lives, and that drugs and alcohol and debauchery and all this other stuff will fall to the wayside as they come to know Jesus. I pray people go there that know the Lord and would give him away. We pray against the crime that happens every 34 days, that the violent crime is F. property crime D-, other crime F, that's 45% are drug crimes, which is super high. 22% of theft, 11% burglary, vandalism, 9%. These are the highest, and those are fairly high. The drug and burglary is a high number for an area. We pray against the Burning Man annual event, and again, pray for a Jesus event to happen nearby. We pray that the cannabis company will instead envision it as a place for people to come and have a vacation and enjoy the scenery of the desert. We pray, God, for revival to happen here in Jesus' name.